Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, about 8 lines down or so. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, the machlokis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda, i.e. the Braisa that starts on the top line of this Amud, yeah, is specifically with regards to Shibolim. Yeah, Shibolim means it's talking about wheat grains that you bundle, right? And we're talking about the latter part of the Braisa. Basically, you bring in your wheat in order to do moililin melilos, to roll open them. Okay, aval bekitnios. If we were talking about beans, yeah, divriakol, everyone would agree, isuraisa, that if you brought in a bundle of them, will be tevel. Okay, basically, because so Rashi explains, yeah, basically like this, because it depends how you relate to them, because the norm of, right, most of, I suppose, wheat is made, in the, at least those days, was for bread, right? So you have to get it crushed by your cow, you do the disha process, and you make flour, and you make, yeah? But with things like beans, yeah, there were a lot of people using them for the chullet and stuff like that. So they didn't... Isuraisa means... Yes, if you bundle them up for the sake of bringing home, your intent is, to unroll them, and they will become tevel at that point, because basically you brought them into the house at a gemara malacha stage. I don't, but it sounds like only it sounded from Malone before that only actually when you after you do the malilos that they become actually chayv in tevel, meaning they become like kilo in the parsha of tevel. That means they would need. When would you actually would you unroll them? Okay, so as soon as this is the norm, that will be considered gemar malacha, right? It's come to the finishing stage. That's what's normal. So therefore, you would have to take truma from it. Okay, so that's what Abaye is suggesting. He's saying that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda would agree in the case of beans. If you brought the beans in, that your bundle of beans, and then you unrolled them, yeah, then you would be chayv to take truma. Is that okay, Ali? You look.
Yeah, but not until you've done the rolling.
Not until you've done the rolling. Yes. Not until you do the disha. Until you did the disha, yeah. Okay, lema mesayale. So let's bring a proof for what Abaye said. So this is a braisa. Misha hayuloi, somebody who had chavili. Chavili is bundles of tiltan. Tiltan, Rashi tells us, is a kind of bean. Yeah, shel tevel. And there are tevel. So you see over here the tevel. Okay, and we got a bundle, and it's tevel. Yeah, hareze kotesh, you can smash them up, however you do want to do that. If you're really strong, you can do it in your hands. Or however, you crush it up. Or machashev, kama zera yesh behen. You have to work out, because over here, when you bring it in, there's like the wheat kernels, whatever, the wheat things. You've got the chaff, yeah, and you've got the pods, or you got whatever, and you've got the actual the kernels themselves. So you machashev the zera yesh behen. You've got to work out how much is the zera in them. A mafrish al zera, and you take accordingly, your percentages of whatever you are taking, a maisa, a tenth or whatever, yeah. But the ainu mafrish al eitz, but you can't take chumas and maisas. Here, Cohen, I'm going to take the beans, and you take the shells. Nice. Don't do that. Yeah, you only have to take. There's no chiyav of chumas and maisas on the shells. You just have to take it from the beans themselves. Okay, so. My love, so that was the end of the braisa. So we're now speaking out the suggested proof for Abaye. My love, isn't this Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda? Isn't this over here Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda? Yeah, he de Omar Hossam. He said over there in the braisa with regards to Shibolim, with regards to the wheat. It says it's lo tivla, it's not tevel. But here hacha in this braisa number 2. Yeah, we're going to say with the beans, we're going to say it's tevel. It is tevel. So you see that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda would agree in beans, because it's doing something. It's normal what he's doing to bring it to to harvest your beans, put them in a bundle, and then de-roll in at home. So then you will be chayv in truma. So we push it off and say, no, not true. It's Rebbe. No, it's Rebbe. It's Rebbe who's the one who holds that you can have such truma on the the unrolling things. Okay? But then the Gemara asks, E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe he, my area Tilson, what is the relevance of teaching us Tilson, this kind of bean, yeah, which people generally, you know, unroll, yeah, afilu Shibolim Nami, even Shibolim Nami, because we know that Rebbe holds with Shibolim. Shibolim Nem, normally, you basically create a pile and you get your cow to walk over it in order to do Disha and you pile it up, yeah, and a few people, you know, the select few, they also do the, you know, the unrolling procedure. So teach us the biggest kiddush, even something like Shibolim, which we know he says it's Chayv and Truma, teach us that case. So why is he telling us obviously the bean case? So that we say, but we ask the kasha, we say like this, but what? Elamai Rebbe Yosef Ben Yehuda, right? Even so, you're telling me if it's Rebbe Yosef Ben Yehuda though, yeah. Right, if he's not Rebbe, it must be him. So Lashmi'in and Shomini Kitnios, teach us, if he wants Rebbe Yosef Ben Yehuda, teach us the different kinds of beans, you know, your black-eyed beans, for Kol Shekein Tiltan, and all the more so Tiltan. If you're going to tell me the other beans are Chayev in Truma, if you, right, therefore all the more so Tiltan. So let's just say that's why I did the drawing over here, just to avoid confusion over here. So the last, you know, on the drawing that's on the WhatsApp thing, so the last row, right, is in a case where the norm is to do this. Basically, the norm is that you bring it in bundles, it's a bundle of flowers, and then you basically smash it in your hands. So since that's the norm, we can understand, yeah, that you would be, that there's the most reason to say there will be a chayiv of truma there, because you're doing norm, and that's the gomar malacha, so there you'll be chayiv. So we're suggesting now, so that is basically, this is tiltan, the bottom one, yeah? So tiltan, so the norm is that when you bring in tiltan, this is how people do it. They only bring a little bit in, it's used just for flavouring your chulant or something like that, and the other people do a little bit, and that's what they do. So the case above, to say that you'll be chayiv is the case of the these kidney beans over here, that some people sometimes do this and sometimes they do that. Sometimes they use the cow to crush them, and sometimes they bring it in bundles and they do it themselves. So if you're going to tell me in that case that you're chayiv in truma and in truma kol shekein, you're going to be chayiv in the case of the of the tiltan, which is showed as the peanuts over here, yeah, the monkey nuts. So according to that case, teaches that case. So it doesn't make sense either. Basically, this brisa really doesn't make sense according to anybody. So we explain it though. No, we can say it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. I'll tell you like this: Ella tiltan itzrichale. Tiltan true is not the biggest kiddush to say that you're chayv in truma, because really you also be chayv in kitnios as well. Yeah, but why do we specifically single out tiltan? Tiltan it's trichale, it was needed. Salchadai techamina, you may have thought wrongly to say, hoil, since, the tam eitzo, the taste of its bark, yeah, or its the wood, upirio, and its fruit, or shava, the same. Basically, it's one of the things, it's, you can eat the wood as well, it's tasty wood. Yeah, so you, like an estrog, like this is spoken upside down. So you may, a person may erroneously think, lifrosh namia eitzoi. You may think you can get tumors and maestros, and you give to the coin, you got a coin. These tiltan and the wood taste the same, so you have the wood, and I'll take the tiltan. So you may think that. Kamash malan, not. So that's why we specifically singled out tiltan, to teach you that you can't take from tumors and maestros from the wood. And that's why, but true. In a chanami, there will be a case of chayv truma and maestros on the bean, normal kitnios case.
Would it be quite so extreme that you sing, would the whole community be just one level less that you just, you wouldn't be able to just give him the wood and keep the others, but maybe you'd have to...
Yeah, I was being extreme. Right. You're correct. That's what I was explaining. I was just being extreme. I was just saying...
What is this?
Yeah.
What is the fruit that has this bark on the...
It's just saying the reason why we normally, when we choose cases in the Mishnahs or in Brises, we always choose the extreme case, so you can work out, you know, a lesser case or a higher case, right? So therefore, there's a general rule. So over here, yeah, the question is, why would you teach like a lesser case? You should teach a more mechudeshdikah case. You should teach the case of kitnios. So we say, true, that is the general rule. That's what we do. But in this case, we wanted to single out tiltan to teach us a very specific...
What is it?
I'm telling you. Tiltan, Karen, tiltan is a kind of bean, right? And it comes from a bean tree, right? And this bean tree happens to be that the wood is also kind of geschmack. It's tasty. It tastes very similar to the bean, right? So one may think you can, you know, you definitely have a chiev to take trumas and maestros from the beans. So you may think you also have a chiev to take trumas and maestros from the wood as well. So you may think that you take from both. You take trumas and maestros from the wood and also from the beans. Yeah, and you give 50-50. Whatever. But that's there is some people may think, you know what I mean? You know, it will be chayim in trumas and maestros. So it's coming to teach you that no, the wood is wood. Yeah, you know, it is maybe tasty wood, but it's not the same level as the beans. And that's what it was coming to teach. So therefore, it could be that it is a. Well, at the end of the day, it's not conclusive, but it's not a kasha, basically. At the end of the day, because okay.
Just to get some clarification. You're saying that you still have to mafar. You still have to crush. You're saying that you might have a hamina that when you crush it, you have like monkey nuts, say, all this barks, like you think, oh, if you took a dirty bark to cut it.
No, that's what you saw was correct. It was correct to me. That I was just being a bit funny, but I'm saying the point is that you may think there's a chiyuv of truma. It's considered food. You may think the wood is considered food, and that it would have an obligation of trumas and maestros because it's edible. Kamash Milan, no, there's no chiyuv of trumas and maestros on the bar on the food. Meaning, for example, now I've got a lot of fuke myself, yeah? You love the wood, because it's geschmack, yeah? So you actually want to give the kohen all the beans, right? So, but all of it's chayim trumas and maestros, so fine, you take trumas and maestros on the whole thing, you take 50%, you take 10% of the bark and 10% of the beans, you to do a relative, whatever, yeah? And you, fine, and then you say, well, you know what, I'll give true. No, but then you would have to give anyway. Yeah, you'd have to give 50%. So then you would give 50% of... not 50%.
You've separated from the bark at the time that you're considering.
You may think you would, but you don't. There's two issues over here, right? It's confusing. Again, there's one thing: is it chayev in trumas and maestros? Right? Do you have to take 10% off this produce, maestro? Okay, that's one thing. Okay. A second thing is when. Do you take at what stage? Yeah, do you take? And there's two separate things. We're just saying you may think the main point of this braisa over here is not focusing on really the stage of what time you take the trumas and maestros and how you relate to it. It's just what components of this produce are required to take trumas and maestros. That's all we're saying. Okay, now we're just going to flip it round. Okay, there's an ikad amri over here. Right, so Ikeda Amri. So this is unusual. Omer Abaye says Abaye, Machlokis b'Shabalim. Right, as the Machlokis of the Braisa is in the Shabalim. Right, which is clear. That says, and that's the top of the page. Yeah, of Alba Kitnios, we're going to go the other way around now. We say Kitnios, Divri Akol. Everyone would agree is Isuraisa that these bundles that you bring in, hello Tivla. There's no chayv of Tevel. Right, we're saying the opposite. So this is. Kind of hard, and Tosfos speaks about this because this is kind of like we call this kotzer lekotzer. It doesn't really make sense. We're saying the exact opposite sfora that we said before. This is kind of unusual, but we're not going to deal with that. I don't know if you still want to deal with that, but anyway. But the point is that basically we're going the other way. Right? We're saying it's very straightforward. We said the machlokis is here, and on the other way, everyone agrees. Before we said the machlokis is here, and everyone agrees that it would be chayv in trumas and maestros. And now we're saying the machlok is here, and then the other way, everyone would agree that it's not chayv and trumas and maestros. Very straightforward. And now, but the thing is, though, in order to explain this, the metzias basically changes, though. Because the way Rashi explains it is basically saying that these beans, yeah, that even more so than wheat, yeah, you would, you know, you put it underneath your cow and you make the piles of things. So it sounds like the Rashi just basically, it seems the metzias changed. But basically, seen as the way that people relate to these beans is that people make the big piles and whatever, everyone would agree that you would not have to take trumas and maestros if you're doing your unrolling. Okay. So, Ikad Amri, So Amar Rabbah, I'm just reading it again. Igad Amri Machlokis B'Shabalim, the Machlokis in Shabalim of Alba Kitni Ois. Do you recall Isur Raisa Lo Tivla? So now we're just going to do the same. We're going to ask the kasha. Now it's going to, the proof is going to be a kasha. Meisvei, we got a kasha. Misha Hayu Lo Chavili Tiltan. Somebody who had Chavili Tiltan bundles of this kind of bean. Shel Tevol Harei Zek Koitesh. He's going to crush it up. Umachashim, and he's going to work out Kama Zera Yesh Behen, how much Zera there's in them. Umafrish, he's going to take Truma Ala Zera from the Zera. Ve'enu mafrish ala eight, and you're not going to take from the eight. So the end of Brisa. So my lav tevel tovel shel truma. It seems quite clearly over here we're talking about this tevel of truma, right? You see over here, this is a bean, right? Tiltan is a kind of bean, and you take from it tevel of truma. So therefore, you see you are chayev in truma. So answer the Gemara, lo tevel tovel shel truma's ma'isa. It's not. Is a different kind of tevel. It's tevel coming from Trumas Maisa. So what's Trumas Maisa? Trumas Maisa is basically what the Levi has to give from his stuff. Okay? And basically, the Levi has different rules. The Levi has different rules. As soon as the Levi has different rules, that for Yisrael, true. This wouldn't be tevel for Yisrael. Won't be tevel because, you know, like we explained, because everybody, you know, puts it, does Disha with a cow and makes big piles of it. But Levi has special rules. He's special, right? Which we're going to say, could Rabbi Abahu, that says, Rabbi Abahu, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, to Omar Rabbi Abahu, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, says, right, Maisa Rishon, right, that's what you give to a Levi, so that's a Levi's Maisa, Shehik Dimu, that they jump the gun. Yeah, he went straight down to the farm, and he took shibolim. He took some of these wheat things. Yeah, and now it becomes chayiv. Even though for a Yisrael this won't be chayiv in trumas and maisers now, because he's still in the shibolim stage. So he went and took these shibolim. Yeah, but now it becomes because it was given to the Levi took it. It becomes maiser rishon. So as soon as it becomes Maisa Rishon, Shemoi Toivlo, it makes the Maisa Rishon, makes it into Trumas Maisa, that brings the requirement now to take Trumas Maisa, meaning the bit that the Levi has to give to the Kohen is now Chal. Okay, we will stop there.